And beautiful. I hope she's, I do know that we do have a lot of listeners across the country and outside of the country. It's such a privilege. Right now, we are going to have Shakhlakh from Nicola Valley, that they are dealing with the fire forest. Even with this difficult time, they were able to connect with us and having a conversation. I just disconnected again. I try one more time.
Hello,
hello. Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Wonderful. How is up there? Would you like to share some experience that you are facing up there with the fire forest?
Right now I'm down the coast.
Right.
We got evacuated.
Yes.
So they say they're going to reassess on Monday, so we're out of home till Monday.
Wow.
Hopefully they contain it.
Hopefully, yes.
And I have a home to go to.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for sharing it with us. And the subject of the show for today is the charity. What is your thoughts about the charity, Shakhlakh?
Charity, I always figure, you know, charity starts from within ourselves.
Right.
It's, you know, forgiving. You know, we got to forgive ourselves for, you know, little mistakes, for mistakes that we think of life-altering, changing, you know. We can't come back from, we got to learn to forgive ourselves before we can learn to forgive others, because that's part of charity, is forgiveness, non-judgmental.
Yes.
You know, as well as performing acts of kindness and financial aid, you know, and charity. You know, we like to think of these charity organizations, a lot of them mean well, but we're always hearing scandals about how the CEO and CFO of these charity organizations have been busted for financial crime. You know, they're in the wrong business if they're taking the charitable monies and products people are trying to push out to others that need financial help, need you know, clothing, building supplies.
Right.
These people corrupted, you know. And the media certainly doesn't help. So we got to learn to be not too quick to judgment, because, you know, after years and years of that, we're all hanging back. Be judgmental about what are their ulterior motives. What is my ulterior motive? Why am I being so kind? Why are they being so kind? That's my thoughts on charity. We got to start with ourselves, then we can start to expand it to our neighbor, to our brother, our sister, our dad, our mother, our grandparents, our friend. Charity, the kindness, the love, you know, we gotta have love for one for another. That's all I can think about charity right now, is it starts within, you know. Some of us are so downtrodden that all we can give as an act of charity is just a smile, a greeting to somebody, you know, we happen to be passing in the hospital corridors or the street or the building hallway. Just a smile, a kind little hello. That's an act of charity, you know, you're trying to spread kind. And, you know, it's taken me many decades to become a little bit more charitable.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, I seemed like I was unempathetic, no sympathy, till I got all stricken with all these afflictions. And then I had to rely on the charity of my family and the doctors and all those around me to help me survive.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Love and kindness, charity, that's where it begins.
Beautiful.
That's my thought.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much for your time. Even in the crisis, you show us the strength and to be patient and really looking at the life differently. I truly appreciate your time, your effort, and your eagerness that to be on the air and sharing your thoughts with the rest of us and the world. Thank you so much. All the blessing to you, and all the blessing to you all. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, I thank you guys there on the mics, the people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it back to you a thousandfold, especially to all those men and women out there fighting all these fires across our lands. Pray that they'll get a good rest and be able to continue their works.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, bye for now.
Yes, bye for now. Bye-bye. That was Shahlach, that he is the brother of Chief Shakli in Nicola Valley, that they are all with the reception, poor reception, still we could connect. And that is amazing. And that's marvelous. And we are going to have another song. It's called Zombie. Just let's listen to this one and enjoy, everyone.
Of the season, when love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands,
to show you.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Thank you. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Right now we are back, and we are going to have an interview and conversation with Mary. Mary is the Officer of Production Relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and we are going to have an interview with her. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. Thanks for inviting me today. It's a lovely show, and I love the subject as always.
Thank you. So we would love to hear your voice and your opinion, your thoughts about charity.
Oh, absolutely. As well, some of our guests today mentioned charity and the need for charity, so I won't go there.
Yes.
Much details, but what I want to talk about is, why do we need so much charity in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Charity treats the symptom, and system is supposed to treat the cause. So where is that government in all this? It doesn't feel like the big problems are actually getting fixed. That's why there's so many charities in BC and Canada. Last week I was walking past a line outside Greater Vancouver Food Bank, and it was 8:30 in the morning. I was like, the lineup was already around the block. It was a huge lineup. That's when it hits me.
Right.
We're talking about charity today because charity is already happening all around us.
Mm-hmm.
There are over 12,000 registered charity organizations in BC and around 86,000 in Canada. That's amazing.
Yes.
But also a problem, because charity shouldn't have to be this big. 86,000.
Wow.
There's a truth we don't talk about enough.
Mm-hmm.
Groceries are up. Basic shopping cart used to be, like last year, was $150.
Right.
This year is $240. I eat lamb. Lamb was just 2 months ago, it was $25 per pound, per kilo, sorry, my bad. Now it's 36, just in just a few months. The eye drop I was buying last year, $15, it's gone up to 22. Man, it's scary. It's scary.
Wow.
And, well, that is a big issue. Everything is going up high.
Right.
And charity shouldn't be this big. And there's a reason for it. Rent in Vancouver, for example, in Fraser Valley, climbing. It's not only grocery, everything is climbing. And people are choosing between rent and food and jobs. Too many people are applying for same positions, and unemployment isn't getting even better. So where's the help from the government? It feels like the big problem, like food, housing, work, keep getting pushed down the road. That's how I feel. And that's exactly why people step in. That's why so many charity organizations exist. That's why when you go to Save on Food or Safeway or other grocery store, you see big box, metal kind of like box that has lots of donations in them.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly box food, but hey, it's donation. That's why we have so many charity organizations. That's why your neighbor drops off grocery. I do drop off groceries. Mm-hmm. That's why a local group runs a free breakfast. And that's what I do. I'm a youth worker, and I teach my clients
right.
by taking them to downtown where we live and distribute breakfast, pancake to homeless mm-hmm. and people who didn't get enough breakfast. In North America, we have lots of charities because we rely on them to fill the gap. However, Europe is different. Europe has fewer visible ones because the government take on that role.
Mm-hmm.
In much of Europe, those gaps are filled by the government first. And like healthcare, housing, income support, their charity usually work with the state,
right.
not instead of it,
mm-hmm.
Opposite of what we do here. If you lose your job in Denmark, you get 90% of your salary for 2 years. In Norway, rent support and food aid are government programs. There's no need for charity.
Mm-hmm.
Same goal on both sides of the ocean, taking care of people. That's a goal in North America and Europe.
Right.
Just two very different ways of doing it. Charity isn't happening because we're extra generous this year or we're super duper rich.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening because people are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And when the system doesn't move, we move for each other. And that's all I wanted to say about charity.
That is marvelous. It's always your thoughts, your action regarding the charity that I have been witness within a very short time is amazing, Mary.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate that.
That is true, and it really is a privilege to have your voice, your opinion, your idea, and your sharing actually way even from the Europe, and you know, you made it quite universal, and that is amazing, and that is beautiful, and it gives us, you know, more power on the mission that we have. We carry on because we are walking on the universe.
Yes, we do.
And it is very empowering to see one another in the same path of the services for the humanity. Thank you very much to be with us and your time.
My pleasure, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you.
Beautiful. You're all doing fabulous.
Thank
you.
Thank you very much for your kind words.
Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you. That was Mary, and it was fascinating to have her own opinion. And she is marvelous lady with a lot of joy, a lot of details, very details oriented, and she sees it all. She sees everything, and especially the people that they are not fortunate in their lives and they are struggling. That is fantastic. And I'm sharing a little bit of my own opinion about the charity. Charity is non-profit organization, public gift, act of kindness meant to help people, animal, or communities in need. The ways to give charity is to actually bring and connect the people together. Charity brings unity. Charity brings joy and the happiness. Charity doesn't know the size and the measure or the color. And participation is most important part. For what we donate, for what we offer to the fields of the need, is the number of the participation is important than the amount we provide. Because every household, they have their own tight budget. But when you stand up for the charity, it means you have a full of love for the universe, for the neighborhood, and for the world. That is amazing. At the charity, we discover ourselves, we find out our talent, and the gift has been given or passed to us. In very near future, we are going to have a fund drive of the Free Voices. And your donation regarding to fund drive would highly appreciate that to keep this station going and carry on with the mission that we have. Our mission is universal and based on the humanitarian. And if you have any question, please call 778-782-3727. And I'm going to leave you with another song with Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett, Day, Night and Day. And that is a beautiful song that they perform together. And I wish you the very blessing week ahead of you. And I say goodbye at this moment to you as a servant of the mankind and the student of the mankind. Thank you very much to be with us, and all the blessing to you all. Thank you. Enjoy, everyone.
Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, 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 night and day. You are the one. Beneath the moon and under the sun, whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you night and day.
For you follows wherever I go. such a hungry yearning burning inside of me.